Best Buckeye coverage this morning, and the season gets underway. Matt McCoy checks in on the Buckeyes, or should I say JT Barrett and the Buckeyes, Matt?
Yeah, it seems like it's his 12th year, but it is number five for him. First three-time captain in Ohio State history, and I think given the way the season ended and the offense seemingly struggling down the stretch and then emphatically shut out by Clemson, a lot of people are interested in seeing this version of JT Barrett with the new offensive coordinator, Kevin Wilson, who ironically came from Indiana. So a lot of anticipation as to what we'll see tonight.
Any new faces that we should be on the alert for tonight, Matt?
I think the biggest one that we've heard the most about Mike during camp is J.K. Dobbins. He'll be wearing number two on offense, a running back. He was an early enrollee, true freshman out of Texas. And Mike Weber was a little bit banged up at running back during training camp, had a hamstring issue. They expect Weber to start, but I think you're going to see a lot of Dobbins. He took most of the reps during training camp, and according to everyone, was outstanding. So Dobbins is probably the biggest name, but there are 11 true freshmen in the two deep. So you're going to see a lot of numbers and names that you're going to probably have to look at your program to figure out.
Well, you touched on the offensive struggles and, of course, the shutout loss in the playoffs. How much is that kind of eaten at Urban Meyer this offseason?
Well, you know, Coach Meyer has said that, look, we put that loss in the past and we move forward. But I got to believe it ate at Urban Meyer during the offseason. I mean, so much so. Obviously, Ohio State under him have only lost six games. But what does he do when they get shut out? I mean, you could say, hey, we made it to the Final Four last year with the youngest team in college football. Great year. That's not how he did things. I mean, he fired two offensive coaches and brought in Kevin Wilson, and Ryan Day is the new quarterback coach who had been with Chip Kelly for a long time in the NFL for 3 years. So he, you know, it clearly motivated him, and he said it after that Clemson game that will never happen again. And we'll see if this version of Ohio State's offense is what everybody thinks it could be. Kevin Wilson's been a brilliant offensive coach wherever he's gone.
Matt McCoy on the Bucks for another minute here. Indiana tonight, I'll be a typical Ohio State fan. Look ahead. What concerns or surprises you about the schedule? You're looking at October 7th with Maryland. What are you looking at down the road?
Well, you know, after this game, you got the big one against Oklahoma at home. And if Ohio State gets through that game at 2-0, I mean, they've got a parade of games that should be non-competitive. They will get, if they're 2-0, they're basically at least 6-0.
6-0, right.
Yeah, then they got that stretch. I mean, they play road games at Nebraska. They have to play at Iowa later in the year. Obviously, the Penn State game at home is going to be enormous. So the second half of the schedule is a lot more challenging if Ohio State gets through these first two games. And then, of course, I mean, the big one is going to be the end of the year up in Ann Arbor. But the schedule, in my opinion, does set up well for Ohio State with that Oklahoma game, Penn State game being at home.
And, Matt, on the defensive side, boy, we heard from Greg Schiano. This defense sounds like it's loaded. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's really loaded up front, too. I mean, yes, I do think it's loaded, but that defensive line is phenomenal with just so many guys, so much depth, led by Tyquan Lewis, who was the reigning Big Ten defensive lineman of the year. But, you know, you got Nick Bosa and Sam Hubbard and Jalen Holmes and on and on and on with the depth up front. So the strength is going to be the front seven. The linebackers are good, too. The question, though, is, I mean, they lost three first-rounders in that secondary last year. They lost three players in the NFL the year before. Can you keep recycling the guys in the secondary and being successful? They love them. They love the young talent, but it's inexperience. That would be the question mark.
I see Vegas likes them by 21, 8 o'clock tonight, ESPN at Indiana. Our Matt McCoy and the Buckeyes this morning. Matt, thanks much. We look forward to our chats throughout the season, pal.
No problem, guys. Take care.
Well, I see on Twitter he'll be checking in with us. Nick Camino working that calendar sees he might have to work a 3-hour show tonight, so he says, no, I'm going to drive to Indiana. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside. Camino, my first question is, I know you can't find Bloomington on a map, so you're using the app like everybody else does to drive. 5 hours and 30 minutes to get there. Why are you already in the car?
You're very good, Bill. Yeah, about 5.5 hours away.
That's what I just said. So why are you leaving now?
Well, there's a lot of things to take care of once we get to Bloomington. College game day is going to be there, and you know what? There's a lot of things to check out and take care of before kickoff.
I'll bet there are. Okay. And then there's a game tonight, right?
Yeah, Ohio State, the second-ranked team in the country, taking on the Indiana Hoosiers. Bill, this is something that I planned for a couple months with a few friends of mine, and it just so happened that the Indians were off this night.
Yeah.
So
right.
We
yeah.
planned the trip for college football's yeah. opener.
Mike, anytime you want to jump in, I don't know what else to ask. I mean, I've asked why he's leaving so early. Snyder has – I'm waiting. Mike, you got a question?
Waiting for your picks, Nick.
Yeah.
Picks, oh boy. I'll tell you what, I think Ohio State, a big favorite tonight, and I would say that they cover that number because they're more talented at every position on the field against the Hoosiers, and when you add in the fact that their former head coach, Kevin Wilson, is now the offensive coordinator at Ohio State, and we saw that Buckeyes offense struggle a little bit at the end of last season, I think that Kevin Wilson's going to be able to help kind of use JT Barrett in a better way, sort of as we saw in years past.
Well, it's going to be an interesting weekend. Now, the Buckeyes tonight, and then, of course, the mega game with Alabama, Florida State. Nick, where do you – I mean, can the Buckeyes – let's say Florida State, I think, is three, right? If they knock off Bama, Buckeyes are impressive tonight. Would Ohio State go to one, or would Florida State get it?
I think that would be the logical move, is to put them up to number one in the country. And it's amazing, Mike. Never in our lives over the last couple of years have we seen these big matchups in week one. It never used to be like this. And so now you've got these huge matchups to kick off the season. You know, you mentioned Florida State and Alabama. You've got Florida and Michigan. You've got, I mean, so many teams that are playing that are top ranked already early in the season. It gives you a chance if you lose early to get back into things, but you know, never have I remembered such big matchups so early in a season.
Are you taking 71 down to 70 and then heading over? Is that how you're going?
Yes. Going to basically get to Columbus yeah. and then
take a left, take a right. Yeah, whatever the phone says.
That's
yeah.
exactly right.
Exactly. He didn't even know what Rowdy's on.
He didn't know what Rowdy's on. Whatever the phone says. That's Camino.
I'm not even driving. I'm in the back seat.
There
okay,
you go.
Well, that's good to know. Now, so at least we've talked to you long enough where you can write this trip off, so keep all your receipts, okay?
I got it. You taught me well out in Arizona.
You better believe it. Have you gotten paid yet? I never got paid for what I've spent out there. How about you?
No, actually, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
I haven't received anything yet.
It's sitting on somebody's desk somewhere. All right, Camino, I admire you. You know how to work that calendar. You don't have to work tonight, but you're going to be there in Bloomington to cheer on the Bucks, 21-point favorites. Thanks for checking in this morning.
Listen, I learned everything I know from you and Mike Snyder, so it was great to come out.
See you, buddy.
Well, I don't know. How should we take that, Bill?
All right, there's 3 minutes of our life we'll never get back. If you're going to Bloomington, have fun. Look out for Camino, already on the road.